This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
There's Taylor Momsen and the Pretty Reckless. We'll be playing tonight in the Unwrapped shows. Tony Bees, how are we? We doing good? Everybody alive? All right. Let's see here. Taylor Momsen, she was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show last night.
But she gets to come here so we can make her dreams come true.
Who do you think she was more excited to be on what show? Our show or Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Now, look, I can't speak for the woman, all right? But a couple of years ago, Miles and I were in Los Angeles, and we had tickets to go see Jimmy Kimmel because it's kind of cool to go to the taping of a late-night show, right? Mm-hmm. But then we found this little dirty dive bar across the street and decided not to go because we were already at the bar. And we just looked at each other and said, nothing against Jimmy Kimmel. Let's stay here and drink. And then we found out that the guy that owns the bar could get us weed.
Yeah, so pretty sure he was a mob guy.
I'm very, very confident
he's like, just stand out here and a guy will pull up. This guy pulls up in a Lincoln Continental with tinted windows and like spoke tires, you know what I mean? Hubcaps on his
thing. He's that guy.
Slowly rolls the window down. He's got two dogs with him in the front seat and he hands me this nugget of weed. And it smelled so bad I could barely walk back into the
room. Oh, no. It was unbelievable.
And then we take the weed. And we find Marilyn Monroe on Hollywood Boulevard, right? So we're like, hey, Marilyn, you want to go get stoned? And she's like, sure. So we go up into the hotel room. And this is a good weed, by the way. We start smoking this weed. And we look over. And Marilyn Monroe is sitting on our bed smoking weed with. She was like a dead ringer for Marilyn Monroe.
It was very surreal. Because then I'm like, wait, is she here because we're high? No, that's right. That's Marilyn freaking Monroe.
That is Marilyn Monroe.
So we missed Jimmy Kimmel is the point, so I got to think we're the better pick.
Did smoke out Spider-Man?
No.
No. Oh, two Spider-Mans got in a fight.
That's a fun day.
Yeah. They were too close to each other.
That is correct.
And this was one Spider-Man's territory. The other Spider-Man didn't want to have you. The other Spider-Man was intruding on this other Spider-Man's.
Yeah.
They were about to go to blows, man.
You're too close to my web.
Yeah.
And one was a very authentic-looking Spider-Man. The other one was just like...
was ghetto AF.
Yeah, generic Spider-Man. Like,
yeah, Timo Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Spider-Man at home.
That's exactly right. Taryn Daly, got a second? Want to come up here? Come on over here.
Oh, Taryn Daly from the Taryn Daly from the Morning Show.
Daly Mix Morning Show in the house, everybody. Got the fishnets on. Got the skirt on. We trying to hook up with Santa Claus?
Yes.
You are?
Yes. You know I like older men.
Yeah. Well, that is actually a fact. I think your husband's older than me, isn't he?
He's 57.
Jesus, God.
I know.
I'm 57.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I just look better than your husband.
You present as a younger man.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'll let him know that when I see him tonight.
What was
the shocked look on his face the first time you guys had sex? Like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this.
I don't think it lasted very long.
Wow. Man, poor Brad catching strays.
Just building him up.
God love him.
What are you looking forward to tonight?
Oh my God. Well, they're Pretty Reckless for sure, because they always put on such a great show. And she loves Seattle so much that she's going to show up for Everett. I mean, it's going to be fantastic.
Well, she was here doing the rehearsals for the Soundgarden introduction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
She knows how to do the Soundgarden music, I think, better than anybody else other than Chris Cornell, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And they worked on a song together as well before that. So they've had a long relationship. The Pretty Reckless were actually on Soundgarden's last tour. So they were the opening act with that. So they know each other very well. We're looking forward to talking to her coming up. Who are you guys interviewing exactly?
We're interviewing everybody except for the Pretty Reckless and Brent and Zach from Shinedown.
Is that right?
Yes.
And then you have a stage announcement at 10:30.
Yes.
Jesus.
And I've been up since 3:15. It's going to be a good day.
Oh, my God.
That's called a cheap date.
Daily Mix Morning Show, everybody. All right, we have returned to dust, ready to rock and roll. Guys, you want to come up here? Ladies and gentlemen, Tony V's giving up for Return to Dust, all the way from Los Angeles, California.
There you go.
What's happening, guys? Word on the street is that you went out with our boss, Ryan Castle, last night, and he did what Ryan Castle does.
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth on that one?
That's a good call.
Look, man, all I will say is this. He said, man, I put on a bad show for them. He said, you guys were actually fairly responsible. He was not. Trust me, he's in pain today.
I think it was the first time he's had to drag some 20-year-old kids to the bar, you know.
Yeah, he was,
yeah, like, he was willing.
He lost his phone, apparently, you know.
Oh, a couple times.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Like 30 minutes.
Yeah, like the one thing that you keep a hold of, other than the condom, is your phone. You know, you want to make sure you have that at all times. How you guys been enjoying being out on the road and doing your thing?
Good, man. We just got off a tour with Mammoth. It was pretty awesome, Mammoth and Miles Kennedy, so that was awesome.
Nice.
And we're kind of capping off the year with this acoustic show tonight, which we don't normally get to do. We don't normally play acoustic.
Is this something you guys had to warm up for, or is this something you get excited about? Because you're right. You know, you're a rock and roll band, all this kind of thing, and then you play acoustic. It's kind of the opposite.
I mean, we play acoustic, honestly, more than you would think. I mean, we write all of the songs on an acoustic, so it's definitely something that we love doing that we don't normally get to do. So, we love it.
Well, you know, you guys absolutely kill it. But you got your gig by playing a Fleetwood Mac cover. Am I understanding this correct?
You're
a producer. Actually, that was you played Dreams from Fleetwood Mac, and they said these guys are all right.
Yeah, that is what we did. Yeah,
that's insane. I would not expect that. That would not be like, oh, we're gonna sign these guys. They kill Fleetwood.
They play Dreams.
juice and skateboarding.
Every musician's favorite song is Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
It is a great song
because it's the stupidest song. It's just two chords.
It's both of those things. It is dumb. But it's freaking awesome. You hate yourself for liking it. Yeah. My question for you guys, and to me, this is like instant cred. You were banned in China.
Somehow. You were banned in China?
Apparently so.
They don't even know. See, now I know that you're getting your info from ChatGPT, because that's the Return to Dust movie, not the band. The movie was banned in China, yeah.
Wait, why was your movie banned in China?
We don't have a movie. There's a movie called Return to Dust. Yeah. We are the band.
So the freaking movie Return to Dust was banned in China.
Yeah.
It could also be, too. Who knows?
But any bad PR is good PR. I don't know.
If I'm you,
we're banned in China,
guys. Yeah, they got banned
in
China.
Let's go. We've never even been there, but we got banned there, I guess. Yeah.
See, they already got support.
I don't know. It seems fun. We got banned in China.
Return to Dust, by the way, also huge Magic the Gathering fans.
We are huge. Does anyone care about
Magic the Gathering? All right.
You are
in Seattle. In the crowd. Very good.
That's what's up.
What's one of the coolest gigs you guys have been a part of so far as just fan response, being up on stage, looking out there going, man.
Coolest gigs?
This is happening. You know, like for us.
We've had the whole Breaking Benjamin 3 Days Grace arena tour. That was amazing.
They bring women too.
What's that?
They bring women. to the show. You know, which is, you know, it's not like you're at a Rush concert. Or
yes, dads
like
and their daughters. Yeah.
Yes. Or Tool. And you're like, it's not like you're watching Tool. Like, where are all the women here? You know, they're not here.
Oh, my God. I played the fifth. Yeah, no, it was a great tour. It was our first time playing arenas, so that was it was a huge learning experience there. We did the whole, you know, it was really cool to see, like, the lighters, like, everyone getting their lighter, like, their phone lights you know, and that was such a cool experience. You know, we've been out with, like, Billy Corgan and Chevelle and...
Pop Evil.
Yeah, Seven Dust, like, dude, so many great bands. So I feel very grateful to.
Is the goal still we're going to kick ass and we're going to rock harder than they are when they get out here? I mean, you still just want to one up those guys sometimes. I mean, just in the back of your head, like, we're going to rock tonight.
We just do the best we can every show. We play every show like it's an arena show for sure.
Well, it's quite. Yeah. I mean, you guys, you're just starting. You're going to have an arena show. It's definitely going to happen. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of time. Would you say?
Yeah, man. I mean, we definitely aim to do that. That's for sure. You know, we want to connect with as many people as possible, and we look up to all these bands that we're going out with. So, you know, I hope it's sooner than later. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I have a question for you guys. You got the rock look. You guys are doing very well for yourselves right now. All of that, right? And the thing about the rock and roll lifestyle, of course, is to be rock and roll. So I got a question for Maddie. What's the story about your mother and joining the band? There's some story about that.
I'll give this to you, Sebastian. Wait, my mother?
Apparently, it's your mother. Again, I'm going with the information that I was provided.
Okay.
Oh, the internet is not serving you well, my friend.
All right.
It's Seb's mom.
My mom was a rocker, and she definitely grew me up on like a lot of like early 2000s rock and 90s grunge and stuff like that. But the infamous story is Sebastian's mom and him were on a walk and found us, but I'll let you say it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I'll say the story. Yeah, so the story is just random night. My mom was like, let's go on a walk. And I'm like, all right, whatever, I guess. And then I go on a walk with her, and just a couple blocks down, we hear these guys playing our song Bad News, actually. And and my mom was like, oh, you hear that? We should go check it out. And I was like, I don't know, they're doing their thing. And she pulls me, she dragged me out there, and we listened outside of the house, and then we moved closer in front of the garage, and she was like, you should knock, you have to knock. And I was like, I'm not gonna knock. She pounded on the door.
Really? And put my kid in your band.
We thought the neighbors were pissed off.
Yeah, you can hear them. They're like, ah. And then they walked out. My mom was like, he's a ripping guitar player and he loves metal music. I just turned 16.
So your mother tells these guys, obviously they sounded good. You got your own thing going on. Like, hey, you need to put my kid in your band.
More like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, give him a shot.
Yeah.
Give him a shot. And what is your guys' response? Because it has to be weird, you know, someone's mother's telling you, hey, man, give my kid a shot to be in your band.
Totally. I mean, we're like, okay, sure. You can play with us, you know, yeah. But,
come here, buddy.
Little did we know he was a child prodigy.
Yeah, just for real.
10, like, 10 houses down from us.
We sent him, you know, some of the songs we were working on, and we were like, okay, yeah, let's play through them. And he just ripped, dude. It was pretty much an instant ad. So, yeah.
That's a crazy way to join a band, Sebastian.
Totally.
It really is, man. That's tough. Which guys are from Texas? What's the difference between Texas and living in L.A.?
Oh, night and day. I think there's a huge culture shock whenever we moved.
What isn't the difference?
Yeah, what isn't the difference? Texas is very slower paced, and L.A. is very go, 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 which we like as a bunch of like hungry musician 20-year-olds, but it's not for everyone for sure.
Yeah, the concrete jungle is not our speed. We grew up in like a suburban town that was like kind of on the cusp of rural Texas. So it was like, you know, on one side you had like Texas suburbs, and on the other side you had like farmland.
Okay. And who said, hey, man, let's just go give it a shot?
You know, because that's a big deal in anybody's life to move halfway across the country or just change everything you know. Yeah. You know, like what did you guys get stoned and go, you know, it'd be really cool. You know,
like, weed was involved for sure.
There's a lot of weed for sure. Yeah.
But it was our buddy Ryan. I mean, we were all like very musical as just like as a friend group. You know, we'd play at this open mic night at this coffee shop every Thursday. And our buddy always wanted to do music, but he liked the production and the engineering side. So he moved to LA way before us, and he basically was just like, "Guys, like, come out here, come meet my boss, my producer, friend, and everything like that." And we were like, "Okay, sure." So we visited him, and we saw that, you know, music was a possibility for some people to do like as a job, and we had no idea. We just thought that, you know, you went to college, got a job, like had kids, right, and that's it. That's the rest of your life. Right. You know, you're done.
But then we played a Fleetwood Mac cover, and he was like, "What are you doing?"
And London, you know nothing about that. But how did you guys meet London?
I was working with another band with our now producer Jim, and he gave me their first EP. I was an instant fan, and then Bygones. We got Bygones, and they needed a drummer, and
boom,
here I am.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. It's a very interesting story of how you guys just kind of got together. It really is. You know, it's very unique.
Yeah. Including your mother. I think that might be my favorite part of the whole thing. Moms come in handy. They'll drive you crazy. I know. My mother drives me crazy. But in the end, she's almost always giving me solid advice. So I'm actually kind of happy to hear, like, "Hey, man, in the end, it works
out." Oh, yeah. At the time, I was like, "No, don't do this."
Yeah, you just have to be humiliated.
Yeah, you could hear it in your voice. And I can imagine at 16, that had to be like, "No, Mom, no.
Don't do this, please."
But thank God she did it.
Oh, yeah. I was not even playing guitar at that time for weeks on end. So I was like, "Oh, now I got to practice. What did you do this to me for?" But lo and behold.
That is awesome. Have you guys started having any of those, like, spinal tech rock star type moments where you wake up, you don't know where you are, you're in a hotel room somewhere, you don't know where the bathroom is, you don't remember if you brought your bag? I mean, it's got to be a little just unnerving being on the road and like, what town are we in, what do we got to do today? Does that settle in yet?
Yeah, I wake up next to Graham in my hotel bed, and I roll over, give him a little kiss on the cheek, and then we all get out of bed and go play a rock show.
Do you guys
get weird?
Do you guys live together in LA?
Do
you have a crash pad, or do you guys live in some?
We're couch surfing, but we've rented a rehearsal space / house. Rehearsal space first, house second.
Right. With sleeping bags.
That we're going to be living in for the next 3 months and writing and recording music and stuff like that.
Plenty of friends' couches have been crashed on.
Yeah. Did you guys... the whole thing. All right, what are the plans for next year for you guys? Are you going back on the road with Mammoth?
Oh, man. We're going to Europe in the summer, which is exciting.
Are you
going to
do
there.
The final countdown?
playing a lot of festivals in Europe and working on a tour over there as well, working on a headline run, working on new music. There's a lot of really, really exciting stuff for next year. So,
do you ever just pinch yourself, you know, because you've never been to Europe, and it's one thing to buy a ticket and fly to Europe and go see the Eiffel Tower. It's another thing, like, when for work as an entertainer, they're saying, "Hey, get your ass over there." I mean, that has to be very surreal, right?
It is very surreal. Especially coming from where we came from, like, in such a small town in Texas. It's like, to be able to reach people from all the way across the world and invited to come over there is insane.
Hey, man, music's a universal language, right? If you're not deaf, you like music. You'll never meet someone, you might like different genres, but music is the greatest communicator there will ever be. Right?
Yeah.
What did you guys spoil yourself with? You know, you get a check. Was there anything you had to run out and buy?
Like a new leather jacket.
Yeah, I mean, was there anything where you just went,
a guitar,
you know,
case with a handle stays on?
Maybe they haven't got that check yet.
Still waiting.
Magic cards.
Right. You know, there's stores all over downtown Everett that have, basically.
Tell us that, man.
Yeah,
dude,
seriously.
Don't tell us that.
We'll spend our whole label advance there.
Yeah, right. Right across the Angel of the Winds Arena, there's one right over here. Oh, comic books, cards, the whole deal, man.
Oh, Pokemon, yeah, don't tell us that.
Yes, seriously.
You should know.
You got a little time before you have to go up on stage.
You know it used to be sex, drugs, rock and roll. Now it's magic cards and sleeping.
Yeah, secret is we're just a bunch of dweebs.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Maybe it's not a secret. I don't know.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Return to Dust tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Unwrapped Acoustic Holiday. Yeah. Well, thank you, guys, along with Brent and Zach from Shinedown, Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, Sleep Theory, and Des Rocks, who is coming up here in just a little bit.
Can I say, well, also, we'll be on early at like 7 o'clock, so please, everyone listening, come out early and come see us.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, yeah, we're thank done here so much, at 6, it's 2 blocks, so thank you, guys. We appreciate it. All right, we are live from Tony V's, Des Rocks coming up. Of course, we will drink and toast with a shout of the day. One more thing you need to know. As far as the Black Raven beers, we do have the Men's Room IPA and the Bright Yellow Can up there on draft, as well as the Olde Days Holiday Porter. And if someone would like to bring us a few of those, that would be really awesome. We would really appreciate that. More from Tony V's right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
There is a return to dust. Thank you guys for stopping by. They're going on early tonight at 7 o'clock at 8 p.m. So you want to check those guys out. They're amazing. Who else we have on stage tonight? Of course, we have Sleep Theory, Mammoth with Wolfie Van Halen. Hollywood Undead.
Wolfie.
Daughtry, the Pretty Reckless, and Brent and Zach of Shinedown fame. So it's going to be a good night. If you're in your car and you're headed close to Everett, you don't have a ticket yet, keep in mind tickets still are still on sale and as low as $55. So you can still squeeze into the show tonight. There are a few tickets that still remain. All right, ladies and gentlemen, also taking the stage tonight, give it up for Des Rocks, everybody. Welcome back to Seattle, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing real well, man. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for doing our first ever Unwrapped acoustic show.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Look, I'm scared to ask anybody questions because I was doing doing research on the internet. Apparently, it's all untrue. However, I'm going to ask you this anyway. Now, they say most parents, they're happy when their musician kid says, "Mom, I'm giving it up. I want to be a lawyer." My understanding is that you did the opposite. You were a lawyer and chose to pursue music, obviously, because you were tired of making money.
Well, I have a couple degrees. You know, I wasn't really doing that, but I did go to school for a really long time. I love to learn everything and know what's going on. So I went and I got a master's degree while I was playing in punk bands at night for many years because, for me, the only way I could afford to live in New York City and be in bands is if I got a full ride to school and got put in student housing. Otherwise, I couldn't do it. So I just would apply to schools. I applied to any schools I could, and the one that took me gave me housing, so I was able to play in bands at the same time.
Can you talk to my kids?
What's that?
Yeah. I mean, look, man, you know, we met a lot of musicians. I'm a musician. That to me, is that's the craziest story because it's so smart. Where everyone else, like, you know, at some point they'll say, "I threw caution to the wind." You did the opposite. We're very pragmatic about it.
Well, you know, I don't come from much, and I just needed a freaking place to live, to be honest. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's what it's all about, especially in New York, man. Like, if you want to live in the heart of New York City, and in this time period, it was the only way, the only option I had, and it was kind of like my ultimate hack.
Was that part of the reason you went for the master's, just to say, I can get two more years of free housing?
Yeah, 100%. You know, you have, in those schools, you have one test at the end of the semester that's worth 100% of your grade, and there's no attendance required. So I could be in Vans in Kentucky and in a green room just reading a textbook and getting ready to go on stage.
Wow. And you've been performing since you were 13 years old, is that right?
That's right.
Who was the person that said, "Man, you can go out there and do this"? Was it you, or was it your parents who said, "Man, you're good"? I mean, because when you're 13, do you know how good you are at that age? You know what I'm saying?
I haven't gotten good up until like a couple months ago, in my opinion. You know, like, I was so bad for so long, but there's this element in what I do of complete delusion. You know, I could see a video of Freddie Mercury singing to 80,000 people, and part of me goes, "I could do that." How crazy do you have to be to do that? You know what I mean?
Very crazy.
And, you know, you have to have everybody in the world tell you suck for so long, and it's just about not stopping. You know, it's just the tenacity.
Do you remember the first place you played in front of a crowd?
Absolutely. There was no crowd there. That's how I remember it. Yeah.
Okay. Where was this? Is this a pizza parlor? Where was it?
It was called the Medicine Lounge. It was a small bar across the street from Nassau Coliseum in Long Island.
All right.
And I just showed up, and I said, "Can I play here?" And they said, "We're usually closed on Sundays. You can come in on Sunday if you want and have a show, but you got to bring 10 kids and sell 10 tickets. So I came, and I remember I showed up to the bar. I brought 7 friends. And when the show ended, they said, "You only brought 7 people. That's $70. You owe us $30. And then I just ran out of the bar, and I went to a bicycle, and I biked home to Queens. That's what I did.
That is a very New York story.
That is so
New York.
I know
you're 13. You owe me $30, kid.
Yeah, that is crazy. What was it? What was it like? You've been on tour with man, and you were. COVID kind of screwed things up for you for a minute, didn't it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yeah, I don't think I'm the only one, but yeah.
No, but I'm serious. But
yeah, it screwed up a lot of stuff.
As far as where you were in your career and, you know, where you were going, and then all of a sudden COVID came and just kind of stopped everything.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's happened a couple times in a couple different ways for me, but that's like the most Des Rocks thing ever. You know what I mean? Like, that's as Des Rockian as it gets, without a doubt. To be like, we were on tour with like the Rolling Stones, you know what I mean? And then the whole thing got shut down.
What was that like?
Unbelievable. I mean, for the first show, we showed up and they didn't believe that we were there to open, because we showed up in a 1989 Volkswagen Vanagon with the one door painted the wrong color.
Oh, really?
So we came in there and we said, we're here to play. And they laughed at us. And then they brought out the German Shepherd bomb-sniffing dog. And then many phone calls later, they let us into the stadium.
How long did it take you from the time you arrived before they finally let you in?
45 minutes.
45 minutes. So the Rolling Stones themselves, they basically have no idea who you are, right?
No, they picked us to open.
They did. Picked
that is
you.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that feels good, but then when you get there, it still takes 45 minutes to get into the joint.
That's Des Rocks, man. That's a dictionary definition of it, yeah.
Dude, Des, I'm digging your score.
Is that like a rock kind of spirit, or is that just the New Yorker in you, like, yeah, whatever happens, we're going to keep going?
I don't know. I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest. I think it's nature and nurture. Either way, it's New York's fault. You know what I mean? That's where I was born, and, yeah. And that's where I was raised.
How big is that stage?
What stage? The Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
It's like a mile.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
like,
huge.
You probably walk out there and go, like, where do I stand?
Well, we were rehearsing at the time in an abandoned radio station in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. And it was no bigger than that platform for that drum stage. No exaggeration. Right. It was like Chernobyl in there. There was no lights and the toilets ripped out of the walls. So in order to properly rehearse that show, I had to run down the stairs and down the block while we were performing to simulate the cardio of, yeah, a stadium stage.
Did you take advantage of the whole stage?
Yes, except they tape off this one line you can't walk past that is only for Mick Jagger to walk past.
All right. And so if you just step over that line.
And at the lid and the stage, they put down this material for Mick Jagger to dance on that's like a bowling alley lane. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I just kept sliding and sliding and sliding. And I'm coming up to this line, and I'm like, I'm going to go over the line. Oh, my God. And I stopped right at the tape.
Bowling.
Exactly, yeah.
You got? Did you not get stopped at the Canadian border one time for a while too?
What? This is crazy research. I've been stopped at every border. You know what I mean?
Is it the Vanagon?
Is it your look? I mean, what do you think it is?
I don't know. People think I'm a bad guy, but I told you in the beginning, like, I'm not as stupid as I look. You know, so I've been stopped and frisked and denied many times in that border crossing.
You're kidding. As a result of that, I mean, are you into anything illicit? Do you do anything that might be illegal?
Not today.
Not today.
Not right now.
So knowing that you just have a face for suspicion, Do you make it a point to always just travel clean?
Yeah, oh, of course. I think I just look like a mugshot. You know what I mean?
Well, and look, the accent, it's like, I don't know, he's from Brooklyn. Maybe he's taking something in.
Yeah, but we're secretly the nicest ones. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. But then again, you know, it's one thing to be Des Rocks, but, you know, your God-given name, you sound like a mobster. Danny Rocco.
Yeah, that is
now,
my
no offense,
name.
Right. And you don't want to judge a book by its cover, but I will judge the book by the title. Like, Danny Rocco, this guy has connections.
you have to be a pizza aficionado.
I have spent a lot of time in pizza shops, and I've had a lot of family-owned pizza shops in Queens and Long Island.
Yeah. Okay. Is it hard? Okay, we just had lunch at Brooklyn Brothers Pizza, yes, which is absolutely fantastic over
Go
here.
Go, if you haven't gone, it's good.
Yeah. Where is the best pizza you found outside of New York?
Outside of New York.
Because
wow,
there's different styles. You like a Detroit-style pizza, Chicago-style pizza, like a tavern pizza in Chicago, or St. Louis-style. I mean, you know, cross-country, there's a lot of different varieties, so to speak.
I mean, you're tapping into some very explosive territory right now.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Sicilian thick.
It's how deep do you want to go on this?
Because deep dish.
I disregard deep dish in the same category as a New York-style. It's a different thing.
Okay,
it's
right.
It's not one better than the other. It's apples and oranges. One is pizza and the other one is like a pie filled with cheese.
Right.
Different things. My favorite pizza outside New York City is probably a place called Pauly G's in Columbus, Ohio, but asterisk, it's also in New York City.
Okay. How about Connecticut? Do they hold a candle to New York? They always have
I think
like
Connecticut pizza is equal. I'm an equal opportunist when it comes to all these things. I think they got good clam pies there. I really much like that.
All right. Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, you also said, and this is many years ago when you're first starting out, that Seattle is actually one of your favorite food cities.
Seattle is my favorite city outside my home city, without a doubt. I love coming here. I've never been to Everett before, but I just spent the whole morning walking around. I didn't realize that Kenny Loggins is from Everett.
Yep. Could you do Kenny Loggins? Could you cover him?
I have 10 minutes set tonight. It'll be exclusively Kenny Loggins covers. But Kenny Loggins covers Unplugged, which nobody wants to hear.
Well, nobody's doing it.
Nobody's done it until today.
In his hometown, just to mess with him.
That's right.
So you said earlier that man, part of the reason you've continued to pursue this in spite of anything is because you're delusional. So at the moment that you realize you're delusional, do you take that as something that's like, oh, no, this is my Achilles heel? Or do you just adopt it and say, hey, man, that's my superpower?
I think it's definitely my superpower. You know, at a time when every rational head would give up on chasing the dream of, you know, bringing rock and roll music on the biggest scale imaginable to millions of people around the world, like, most people would give up on that. Most people should give up on that, you know? And but for some reason, there's just something in me that I can't express any other way artistically, and music's only been the only way to do that, and therefore I continue.
You did a song with a guy from One Direction.
I wrote and produced a song for Zayn Malik last month. Yeah.
And for Zayn?
Yeah.
That's. Can you go out to dinner with him? Can he walk downtown in New York?
No, definitely not. No, definitely. Yeah, and he can't really sing much.
Wow.
Listen closely to the vocals in that track. Tell me who's singing.
Did you cover for him a little bit if you could?
No comment.
It was a pop band. And,
well, it's One Direction. You were playing a gig in Amsterdam, and the power went out in the city. Not just the venue, but the entire city. What happened then?
This is the most well-researched interview I've ever done in my entire life.
We only have one job, Des.
Do you understand how many interviews I do and someone goes, so you have a song called Use of the Darkness. Tell me about that.
Mic drop.
And, we were playing in Amsterdam, which is an incredible city to perform in, and the power in the entire city went out.
Was it outside or inside?
The whole city gone.
Right.
Yeah, so everything was just pitch black. And then we just had everybody take out their phones, and they handed me an acoustic guitar. And I just played as much as I could acoustic, and that was the last time I played acoustic up until today.
Until tonight?
Really? Seriously. So at least this one you knew was coming. Do you think that having to do that on the fly, right, and then this opportunity comes up tonight to do what it is you're doing along with the other bands, are you like, oh, I'm completely prepared for this. I can do it by accident.
Yeah, you know, it's always fun also, especially to get outside your comfort zone too a little bit. Because, like, I always like to say, like, the Des Rocks show, that's, like, that's me painting. You know what I mean? And I'm really a painter. I sculpt a little bit on the side, too. So I like to sculpt every once in a while, but I'm really a painter. So it's fun to do a different medium. I consider it a completely different art form.
Was it tough for you to figure out what songs you wanted to do acoustically? Because sometimes I would think just when you played acoustic, it just does not translate the way you'd want it to. So, I mean, just put a lot of thought into, all right, man, well, these are the ones.
I think you have to completely reimagine it. You know what I mean? Like, completely reimagine every aspect of it in order to suit the emotional intent of the song. And, like, you know, I watch a lot of Prince concerts, mm-hmm. and I think Prince was the master of reimagining his songs in an acoustic setting.
If you went to a Prince show back in the day, it was almost like a go-go show. He would play just a portion of a song in a completely different way and then twist into a riff you knew from a different song and just weave in and out of this, like, subconscious stream of... I don't even think he stopped. There wasn't a pause in the show. It was just one big dance party.
I'm of that school of thought with my show. You know, that's very important. Like, once we start, we do not stop. We don't play a song, clap, thank you, play a song, clap, thank you. Like, you do not have an opportunity to talk to somebody else. You know what I mean? That's very important to me. You do not have an opportunity to sit down. Like, I'm very much of that school of thought.
Has that always been the case?
So everyone needs to pee.
Yes. No, you can't pee. You have to pee beforehand. Yeah. There's no intermission.
I like that, man. I appreciate your enthusiasm for wanting to approach music that way, because you're right. You know, it's true. You go to a concert, two or three songs, then they stop and they have something to tell you. And it's no offense against anyone, but, like, we're not here to get to know you. You know, we're here because we appreciate your music, man.
And I have no allegiance to the recording either. Like, I do the same thing. Like, I will play 2 minutes of a song, or I will take a 2 minute song and I will make it 20 minutes long. Okay. You know, without a doubt.
So how does your band respond to that? Is it almost like, you know, like those old blues players, they just put in C minor, brother, hit it, right? And they go. So do they just kind of have to follow your lead, or do you have any idea how you're going to feel when you're performing?
Well, we make all the maps ahead of time, right? So, like, they know the directions I might want to go, and then it's just like a look in the eyes, and they go, oh, not this tonight. You know what I mean? And
then
we're going to do a 20-minute version of this song.
All right. What? Who have you played with where you're like, man, longevity-wise, or just impressed by the musicianship? Who is the band where you've either seen them, played with them, where you're like, man, these guys have it going on?
Well, I opened for Muse in Europe for quite a while, and they were just unbelievable, you know, like unbelievable as far as just like the show and everything they're putting together. I got the chance to open for The Cult for a while.
They're Cult.
They're great.
And I think from a vocal perspective, too, like, that is not easy to do as you get older. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, like that kind of, like, big singing like that. And I think a lot of people underappreciate how hard that is. And they were fantastic.
What was your favorite country in Europe?
Oh, man. So many. But the shows in France are out of control.
Are they really?
You know what I mean? I think it's the antithesis of their reputation. You know, you think everybody's going to have their arm crossed and, like, smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
But they let loose, man. Oh, yeah? It's like a soccer game.
When the rockabilly scene hit big in the 50s, in the 60s, France was the biggest country in the world for rockabilly. So if you're into that kind of style of music or that Elvis type of jangle, you know what I mean? France appreciates it more so than anybody in the world.
Yeah, they fetishize that in a way that I just love. I fetishize it too, you know?
And you can smoke.
Yeah, you can smoke indoors, which is great for singing, yeah.
I'm curious, what did your family... Did your family know what your plan was back to the college days? Did they know that it's like, I'm just doing this for free housing to continue music? Or were they really going, our little Danny's going to be a lawyer?
I am the youngest child. Nobody knew what I was doing. You know, I just did my own thing. You know, I would literally be 12 and 13 years old, and I would just be in the city. You know what I mean? Like, just doing my own thing. Nobody asked where I was. Nobody cared where I was. You know, so it just that's just the path I chose, yeah.
Youngest of how many?
Of three boys, yeah.
Okay.
Solid. Right. Being the youngest, like, there's no baby pictures, but you're right. I'm the youngest. It's easy.
I don't exist.
Yeah.
There's no book. There's no footprints. You know what I mean? There's no pictures.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Like a ghost.
Yeah. What's going on this upcoming year?
Oh, boy, a lot. I finished a whole new album that's going to be coming out early next year on Sumerian Records. And I think it's the most emotionally urgent and powerful record I've ever made. So I'm really excited.
How do you know when it's done and you don't tinker with it anymore?
Or do people just tell you to leave it alone?
I mean, you have to walk away. I mean, it's like a breakup. You know what I'm saying? As far as
I'm pretty good at that, fortunately, because I have a process of writing so much before I get there. So then I kind of know the album I want to make, and when it's mastered, when it's fully mastered, it's a pain in the butt to go back and
just
and
don't
tweak
mess
things.
With it.
So, and also, I think it is what it is. I think art is imperfect. So I like mistakes and things not being right.
All right. So people that are unfamiliar with the music of Des Roch, what would be your best summation of your sound?
It's an extraordinarily emotional and high-octane rock and roll made in the heart of New York City. And it is filtered through my entire life and life experiences, and it's music that is deeply cared for and carefully made.
And any New York influences, as far as just that area and that music scene, which is different, you know, when you're thinking about, like, even if it's Jersey, the Springsteens of the world, or, you know,
New York Dolls, back in the day.
Lou Reed and these artists.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people always ask me, what are your favorite New York artists? And I always like, there's just so many obvious ones, I like to not go for the obvious ones. Like, of course I love the Dolls, I love the Strokes, I love all those artists, but like, I was like, take me back to like George Gershwin, you know what I mean? Like, take me, I want to go way back. No one asked me what my favorite early 20th century New York composer is, you know? But even like Lady Gaga is from New York, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to say she's one of the most incredible artists of all time? Come on, as far as talent's concerned.
She's sure. Amazing.
And like, yeah, I'm a rock artist, but I draw on everything and I appreciate everything.
Sure. Absolutely. What's the weirdest band you listen to that people wouldn't expect you to?
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand.
Yes,
Barbara. I got an issue, Barbara.
Evergreen.
What's that?
That's so New York.
You got an issue?
Streisand.
Look, man, my mother loved Barbara Streisand when I was growing up. So I had to hear Barbara Streisand all the time. So it just got on my nerve. And then years ago, I was working at Commander's Palace, a restaurant in New Orleans. And she came in and she made my life very difficult. Sending food back. So listen.
Diva.
This has nothing to do with her music. She just bugs me, man. Babs bugs me.
I'm not saying she's easy to work with. But I'm saying if you listen to Guilty with Barry Gibbs, that record front to
I've
back.
I've heard it front to back many times, my brother. This is what I'm telling
the
you.
The last song on that album is this big orchestral piece that is unbelievable.
I'm very familiar with that.
But my favorite story of that, a real quick Bab story, because I know your audience is just dying for this kind of stuff.
Sure, absolutely.
Is that she came in with to do the vocals on that song on Guilty, and she did the first take of it, and then Barry said, okay, that's a great first take. Now let's start to really get some. And she said, what are you talking about? I just did it. And that was it.
I'm done.
One take.
I believe
that. What do you mean? I sang the song.
Experience.
I already sang it. Yeah. And I was like, that's just some diva stuff that I chuckle at those stories.
But no Neil Diamond.
I like Neil Diamond. Yeah. I mean, I love so many artists, man. Like, of course, my true DNA and my bones is rock and roll and always will be. But I listen to everything. I really do.
Do you collect vinyl?
I do, but like, you know, it's like an impractical collection to have because I've got 3,000 pounds of vinyl in my studio, and it's like, it's such a pain in the butt, you know?
Absolutely. Des Rocks, thank you, man, for coming out here to Everett,
Seattle. Man.
Thank you for having me.
First ever Unwrapped show, Angel of the Winds. Any surprises tonight? Anything that we need to know about?
Surprise? Well, then, if I told you, it wouldn't be a surprise.
Okay. All right, very
Kenny
good.
Loggins.
That's right. I'm all right. Come on, everybody.
All covers.
Des, thank
that
you so much.
Fun. Thank you, guys.
We are good enough for Des Rocks, everybody. We are live from Tony V's. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.